Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product's super. I've heard about Balance of Nature for some time, and I just thought I'd get involved. And so when I did, I started taking it, and I saw a difference. It kind of balanced out my blood, if you will. So my doctor was pleased with that. He said, "What are you doing? What's going on?" And I just shared. I said, "Well, I'm taking this extra thing called Balance of Nature." And he said, "That's good. That's good." So I admonish all people that have some type of health issue, you know, try it. It really helped my numbers, and I know the product works.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Sarcasm. It's just one of the many services we offer here at the Kate Daly Show. The show starts now.
Before we begin, since this is Aunt Bethany's 80th Christmas, I think she should lead us in the saying of grace.
Oh, great.
What, dear?
They want you to say grace. The blessing.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Amen.
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 Hi there. Welcome. Kate Daly Show. Love that one. I love that movie, actually. It makes me laugh every time I see it. How could you not laugh? There's actually a house that redid that whole scene of everything from that movie. And people can go and visit it. Anyway, welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Of course, you can call up 888-673-1450. Let us know how you're doing. We're live today. And I've got some great reruns playing while we're going to be gone. But let me... Oh, gosh. I'm sorry, this stimulus bill. They're calling it a stimulus bill, the socialist bill. How to take your money, hijack it, give a little tiny portion back to you, the tiniest portion they could come up with in $600 checks, and give the rest of the $1.4 trillion away to things like Pakistani gender studies.
Yeah, that's
okay. And $700 million to the Sudan. And, you know... no accountability in this bill. Have you ever noticed all of those people that fight to go to Washington and they say, "I'm going to go fight for you, just get me in there." And then they never, ever propose a bill that says that they can't do these kinds of bills. They can't put all this junk together and then give you the little caveat part of the bill that says you want this, like this time it's COVID, $600. So they can't, you know, usually what they'll do is they'll call it military spending, or they'll call it something that can't be denied, so they can get away with all the theft from all the other money. And it is really amazing to me how they keep getting away with it, yet no one goes to Washington to figure out how to write a bill that says they can't do this anymore.
It is amazing. And
yeah.
I think it's because a lot of people don't realize that when they commit this theft...
Uh-huh.
It's like on a daily basis, a little bit here
yes,
and a little
is.
Bit there. You
it's
don't
disgusting.
Notice it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
No one should be coerced into taking or buying anything.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And President Trump, on a personal note,
mm-hmm.
My republic is worth more than $600.
Mm.
Jam this back down their throats.
Yep.
Please.
Yep. And say no.
Merry Christmas, buddy.
Thank
Merry
you.
Christmas.
Yeah. Thanks so much for the call. Merry Christmas to you as well. And, right. Yeah.
I wish people would just say no.
Yeah. Just
you
say
know,
no.
Send the check back.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what is $600 going to do for you? That's how you're being sold, basically.
Yep.
A complete box of rocks, and you're told that you have to have this $600 so they can go hijack $1.4 trillion of our money.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you guys, they just must think so little of us. In fact, somebody was going to write a letter to Gates, and somebody else suggested that they sign it useless eater, because this is how they view us, you know? The other day on the air, I was priding myself with having the same medical degree as Bill Gates. That means zero. Mm-hmm. And it's the truth. And you've got all these people making all these decisions for you, for your health, for your education, spending, all of these things. And these are people that are the most evil, disgusting people on earth. And here they are making all your decisions for you. And nobody's fighting back, so they just don't think that we care. Oh, man, I would love for President Trump not to sign that. So anyway, you got this whole scenario going down, and the stuff they're spending money on is just sickening. $40 more million for the Kennedy Center. And I mentioned that in the last hour. I talked a lot about the vaccines in the last hour, so I won't do that in this hour. But I'm telling you, they're gonna go for another lockdown. They're gonna call the symptoms of this vaccine the next coronavirus, and they're going to tell you it's a more deadly strain. And then they're also going to try to tell you that our death rate isn't 0.099065. It is 0.09 in the United States today. Think about that. Are you in danger? No. But they're going to tell you a second strain is coming out because they have to cover up the symptoms from the vaccine. That's how that works.
I can't stop thinking about the fact that if every person in the United States, all 331 million of us, right, got a $600 check,
yeah,
it's only costing us $4,200 each.
Gosh. This is disgusting.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, these little omnibus bills, these little, I don't care what you want to call them, socialism bills, they aren't going anywhere because nobody will kick them to the curb. This is how they steal. This is how they steal. You go ask any American on the street today, and they'll tell you that it's a stimulus bill to give them money, to get money back. And we're the $166 billion compared to the $1.4 trillion. That's how we're paid in peanuts. Zero, nada. $600. They wanted to pretty much do 50 bucks as like a little Christmas bonus you get, you know, with that and a ham. But they couldn't get away with it and still steal $1.4 trillion. So they figure that $600 that you're probably going to go take to Walmart or go spend on new tires is going to appease you so you don't look at the $1.4 trillion being stolen out from under us right now.
When was the last time you bought tires, Kate?
Long time.
Yeah, because $600 doesn't buy a set of tires.
The cheap ones. The ones from Korea. I don't know. The cheap. Anyway. I have cheap cars. What can I say? It is. It's really ridiculous. And the articles that are coming out, we cited this in the last hour, but they came out with this article that said 2020 is going to be more deadly than any other year. But they cited it in the way that said, basically, that numbers initially projected that we would have 3.2 million deaths. And they're just going to hold out for that, even though we only have a week left in the year.
Well, maybe they have some inside information about how many people will be killed in the re-education camps.
Oh, my gosh. Don't depress me. It's Christmas. You're so mean. Listen, death rates down, lower than the last 5 to 10 years. Yeah, really lower than a decade, because we're only at 2.4 million deaths this year. And normally we've been at about 2.8. What does that tell you? That they're wishing and hoping it gets to 3.2 so they can keep writing all these articles that propagandize you and say that we have more deaths this year. That's basically what's going on.
I think they'll keep writing them anyway. They don't care if they lie.
Yeah, they don't. They don't care if they lie. 888-673-1450. I want to try to uplift, because this is just downer news. Trump is still working on the election. He even says he's closer than ever to proving this, even though he's got everybody around him telling him to concede.
Yeah.
And I have to give it up for him for that. He knows it's being stolen. All the world knows it's being stolen. Nobody would have voted for that, whatever you want to call him, piece of work Biden. Nobody showed up for that guy. And so, you know what? Fight on. And I just, there's the amount of deep staters that are telling Trump what to do. And I'm sorry, Lindsey Graham is among them. Mark Meadows is among them. You know, you've got your Romneys that it's very visible what they are, you know, total hack. But then you've got these people that are pretending to be in his corner that aren't. And it's really, really sad to watch that.
Yeah.
I hate that. Those I really hate that.
Those are the ones I really have
right?
a problem with.
Oh, hi, caller. Welcome to the show. I know I'm trying. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Go right ahead, caller. You're live.
Oh, thank you.
Sure.
Listen, Kate, I am just wondering, have you heard that the legislature here in Utah wants to give teachers a bonus for working through the, you know, working?
Yes, I have. I have. Thank you. Thank you for the call. Yep, I have. In fact, I'll take you off the air. And I actually would think that this is going on in more states than my own. But but to all of you listening, these little packages for every nook and cranny of us, for every part of us, it's an appeasement because the government's making this happen to you. The death rate is 0.09. 0.099. We're not in a contagious, deadly plague hell. So the government is doing this to us, then using our money to pay us off. That's what's happening. So whether it's a teacher or whether you're a healthcare worker, I don't care what you are, you're getting a payoff from the government for the government doing this to you. That's what this is. Let's be honest. Or in Hillary's case, let's be honest. Anyway, let's be honest. That's what's happening. It's a payoff.
I think it's time that we let them know that we're not going to tolerate this anymore unless they cough up at least $5,000.
Oh, you guys, they gave the Kennedy Center $30 million in the last stimulus bill 6 months ago to clean it. That was for bleach and Clorox.
Must have been really
wipes.
Filthy.
It was. It was really bad. Yeah. Yeah, they couldn't give it a good old, what do you guys do when you want to cast out spirits in the Catholic Church? They couldn't. That place is just rot with crime because of what they're doing. So $40 million in this stimulus bill, this socialist bill that they just did. For what? I know you're asking yourselves for what? Do you know what they said? They said it was to discourage the youth from having sex and drinking. When was the last time you went to the Kennedy Center for advice on what teens should do? Uh-huh. Yeah. The same people that run the centers that provide abortions for teen sex. Yeah. Makes sense to you? Of course it doesn't make sense. It's not supposed to. It's like COVID. Nothing makes sense. And it's not supposed to. Anyway, it's absolutely asinine. And, you know, the only thing getting me through this is it's actually Christmas time, and I love Christmas time, and it's like the only thing I'm looking forward to. Sad but true. What about you? He gives me this look. You should see this look.
I'm hoping somebody gives me tickets to a performance at the Kennedy Center.
Will you go and discourage the youth from having sex and drinking?
Yes, I will.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. You know, that they got to get bang for their buck. I'm just telling you. Oh, that sounded bad. Anyway, all right, we'll be foot and mouth. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. I'm going to share a nice story with you. Yes, I'm going to.
You are?
I am. I'm going to give some Christmas cheer.
Okay,
I'm going to share a heartwarming story from 1949. I'll be right back.
Oh, to make an appointment, call 4350.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
So happy Christmas.
Show. A little Leanne Rimes for you. Happy Christmas, the song. Welcome back. Christmas cheer or more news? What direction do I go in? You tell me. 888-673-1450. Hey, Oregon is protesting against COVID at their state capitol. That's nice.
Yeah,
that's good news.
More and more, we're seeing that more
right.
and more.
They are. People are like, not having it.
Yeah, something's not right.
Yep. Boy, people should be asking that left and right. Nope, nothing's right now. And we're getting an election, a coup in our own country, and we got to pray for this country. Only really a miracle right now can help. And I'm telling you, I still in my gut of guts feel like something amazing could still happen. I really do. People ask me that. Do you really think that? I'm like, yep, I do. I wouldn't say it if I didn't. I do. Actually, hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
I was wondering if you've heard about the nurse that collapsed due to the vaccine.
Yes, I played it on the air.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know because I heard it on Sunday on my friend Sam's.
Ah, gotcha.
Show.
Okay, yeah, I played it on the air. Yeah, well, that was crazy. That was not good for press, for their propaganda overload.
No,
yeah.
It wasn't. Anyway, I guess that's all I got.
All right. Well, thank you. I really appreciate the call in. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. You're welcome to call in. Share with us your wisdom, please. So do I go cute Christmas story or do I go more headlines?
No, go with the cute Christmas story.
Should I? Let's see if the caller agrees with you. Caller, cute Christmas story or headlines?
Headlines.
Oh, really? No cute Christmas story? Nothing? You don't want to hear anything?
No, I was just going to say a couple news breaks ago on your show, they're talking about like 50% of Democrats think that Trump's going to run again in 2024 and whatever percentage of Republicans.
Uh-huh.
How does that work?
Yeah, why would he if it's this rigged?
Well, I mean, he can't go three terms, right?
Well, you could. I think that there was a space in between, couldn't you?
I got my GED. I don't know.
Yeah. You know what I find interesting, though, is that they keep saying that in the press to get him to concede. And it amazes me the lengths they'll go to. Like it's even on the table that he's going to run again. Wouldn't that, it always amazes me how much propaganda they can shove out at people. But here's the deal though. Why would you run if the election is this brazenly stolen? Why in the world would anyone want to run again?
Why would we vote?
Yeah.
Like I was at a customer's house earlier and they, we're listening to one of those, you know, crazy news stations, and which I rarely see those, but like they're talking about the no fraud, and I was like, oh my goodness, like they really have these people believing that there is nothing, that we're all crazy for questioning this.
Yep, they're going that far. USA Today said this is the most honest election we've ever known in our history of America. I'm not joking.
It's insane. Yeah. And you see these people like in the grocery stores wearing face masks.
Yeah.
And you're like, you know, the shields is like, oh, they believe it.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
It's like, it's just crazy. Anyway, Merry Christmas.
Merry
you guys.
Christmas. Merry Christmas to you. Thank you for that. Really appreciate that. Yeah. It's, you know, they keep putting stuff like that out there, but it's not like Trump's the one saying
no.
it. If you'll notice that he's not saying he'll run again in 2024. They want to appease conservatives. They want to get us to think it's over and it's done and it's not.
Don't worry. He'll run again when he's 118.
The election still has not been called. Six states are still out there. They have not been called yet. That's why I just cringe when I hear mainstream news of any sort now. And I'm thinking, I know you're thinking, am I crazy? Because you know it hasn't been called, but you're not crazy. Your daily affirmation today? No, you're not nuts. No. The world has gone a little weird and crazy. And they're in the middle and thick in this propaganda. But I do have faith that, people will start waking up to it. As soon as they, like even with COVID, as soon as they have it, then they go, oh, that wasn't a, that wasn't anything. Unless they go with the anomaly rule, meaning it, was fine for me, but everyone else is dying. You know, they, yeah. they might get into that. Who knows? I don't know. Anyway. Okay. So good story.
Good story.
Good story. All right.
Christmas story.
All right. You know what? I will take a caller. Caller, good Christmas story or more headlines?
I just want to make a comment.
Sure.
I just want to say all the states that are crying about having to be locked down for mm-hmm. Christmas for mm-hmm. COVID mm-hmm. that are Democratic states.
Yeah.
That's the breaks. You voted for it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That is very true.
You kept them in. You voted for Biden. You kept your Democratic people in.
Mm-hmm.
Live with it.
Yeah. Yep.
That's all I want to say.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Well, that's what they tell us.
Yeah. Live with it. It's true. Oh, gosh. It's terrible what's going on. All right. Okay. So, what do you want me to do?
Well, I've said it three times now.
You want me to play a nice Christmas story, don't you?
I want you to do something nice.
Okay. What do you mean something? Okay. Yeah. All right. I'll play this nice story for you. This is from 1949. Enjoy. Here you go.
Okay.
A light drizzle was falling as my sister Jill and I ran out of the Methodist church, eager to get home and play with the presents that Santa had left for us and our baby sister, Sharon. Across the street from the church was a Pan American gas station where the Greyhound bus stopped. It was closed for Christmas, but I noticed a family standing outside the locked door, huddled under the narrow overhang in an attempt to keep dry. I wondered briefly why they were there, but then forgot about them as I raced to keep up with Jill. Once we got home, there was barely time to enjoy our presents. We had to go off to our grandparents' house for our annual Christmas dinner. As we drove down the highway through town, I noticed that the family was still there, standing outside the closed gas station. My father was driving very slowly down the highway. The closer we got to the turnoff from my grandparents' house, the slower the car went. Suddenly, my father U-turned in the middle of the road and said, "I can't stand it." "What?" asked my mother. "It's those people back there at the Pan Am standing in the rain. They've got children. It's Christmas. I can't stand it." When my father pulled into the service station, I saw that there were five of them, the parents and three children, two girls and a small boy. My father rolled down his window. "Merry Christmas," he said. "Howdy," the man replied. He was very tall and had to stoop slightly to peer into the car. Jill, Sharon, and I stared at the children, and they stared back at us. "You waiting on the bus?" my father asked. The man said that they were. They were going to Birmingham, where he had a brother and prospects of a job. "Well, that bus isn't going to come along for several hours, and you're getting wet standing there. Windborne's just a couple miles up the road. They've got a shed with a cover there and some benches," my father said. "Why don't you all get in the car and I'll run you up there?" The man thought for a moment and then he beckoned to his family. They climbed into the car. They had no luggage, only the clothes they were wearing. Once they were settled in, my father looked back over his shoulder and asked the children if Santa had found them yet. Three glum faces mutely gave him the answer. "Well, I didn't think so," my father said, winking at my mother, "because when I saw Santa this morning, he told me he was having trouble finding y'all. And he asked me if he could leave your toys at my house. We'll just go get them before I take you to the bus stop." All at once, the three children's faces lit up, and they began to bounce around in the back seat, laughing and chattering. When we got out of the car at our house, the three children ran through the front door and straight to the toys that were spread out under our Christmas tree. One of the girls spied Jill's doll and immediately hugged it to her breast. I remember that the little boy grabbed Sharon's ball, and the other girl picked up something of mine. All this happened a long time ago, but the memory of it remains clear. This was the Christmas when my sisters and I learned the joy of making others happy. My mother noticed that the middle child was wearing a short-sleeved dress, so she gave the girl Jill's only sweater to wear. My father invited them to join us at our grandparents' for Christmas dinner, but the parents refused. Even when we all tried to talk them into coming, they were firm in their decision. Back in the car, on the way to Windborne, my father asked the man if he had money for bus fare. His brother had sent tickets, the man said. My father reached into his pocket and pulled out $2, which was all he had left until his next payday. He pressed the money into the man's hand. The man tried to give it back, but my father insisted. It'll be late when you get to Birmingham, and these children will be hungry before then. Take it. I've been broke before, and I know what it's like when you can't feed your family. We left them there at the bus stop in Winborn. As we drove away, I watched out the window as long as I could, looking back at the little girl hugging her new doll.
Paul Osler. Anyway, I thought that was nice.
It was nice.
It was nice.
Touching.
It was very touching. Why do I sense sarcasm?
No,
it's going to come erupt
no
from you at any moment.
There at all. I like that kind of story.
I know. It was sweet. It's kind of reminiscent of really what Christmas is all about.
You
That's
know,
awesome.
The other morning, I gave somebody a big tip after breakfast.
Uh-huh.
A big tip.
Okay.
Like one of those big tips.
Wow.
And when it came across my credit card, the tip wasn't there.
Mm.
And I called to find out why they thought it was not real.
Aww. How nice of you.
I said, well, it's real.
That.
Go ahead and process it.
No way.
Yeah.
And you even called to make sure.
Yeah. Because
no,
it wasn't only the meal
guy.
Was on there.
You're a decent guy. Look at you.
I could have just let it slide. Said, well, it's not the thought that counts. It's the thought that counts.
You are a decent guy, and I like it. Hi, caller. Welcome. 45 seconds. Go.
Hey, Kate.
Hey.
I have a proposition for everybody.
Sure.
I have a great idea for a Christmas present that we can all give to each other.
Okay. What is that?
So, you probably already talked about the affidavit, I'm sure, on your show.
Usually in the first hour, in the local hour, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
yeah.
I think everyone ought to be doing it nationally.
Okay.
So if you don't know about this, everybody out in Cape Valley land, file an affidavit in your own state that shows the damages that you've incurred over the last 9 months. Because
Ooh.
I guarantee every single one of us has experienced something.
Yes.
Yep.
Either turned away from a place.
You're right.
Discriminated against, but kids being bullied.
Yep.
That would be, honestly, that would be the best Christmas gift you could get.
File an affidavit. I love it. We got to go to a break.
Up to the plate.
Okay. I love it. Thank you. I love that idea. File an affidavit for this year. That's great. It's great. Seriously, great advice.
It is.
Thank you. Thank you, caller. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. What song do you think encompasses Christmas the best? If you could only play one song for Christmas, what would you play? I'm so curious to know this. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. What would you play?
Somebody asked me this the other day.
Really? Yeah. And it wasn't me, huh?
No.
Well, what do you think? What song, like, says the most about what Christmas is? If we could only offer up one to say this is what Christmas is, what song? I was looking at all these different Christmas songs and Natalie Cole and The Christmas Song and Oh Come All You Faithful and Silent Night and all of these different songs came up. But I'm actually curious, what do you think is the song that represents Christmas the best? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, first of all, I want to wish both you and Uncle Milty an extremely very happy Merry Christmas and
Thank
Happy
you.
New Year.
Thank you, you too.
Show.
Thank you, you too.
I appreciate your comments, your sarcasm, and also your levity and your optimism.
Thank you. Right back at you.
Okay, and real quick,
mm-hmm.
I just pulled up an article from Natural News, and I just want to read a very few sentences.
Sure.
It says the vaccine is so safe you have to be threatened to take it.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't that the truth?
It says the disease is so dangerous, you have to take a test to even realize you have it.
Yep. So
then
true.
Then it says the election is so secure, you can't examine the machines that ran it. The economy is so strong, they have to pay you to stay home and not work. And then finally it says society is so free that you have to be censored to reimagine it.
Wow. Yeah, amen. Jeez, does that sum up the year or what? Holy cow.
Well, yeah, and I also wanted to say that I became aware of the deep state back in the early 70s when they called it the Trilateral Commission.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, what's hopeful to me is that it has really been exposed. And so many people now have seen it. People who are maybe questioning it,
mm-hmm.
it is so blatant in our faces. And to me, we have a lot of the pro-Trumpers and you know, who have been praying to God and just asking for God to come, you know, looking
mm-hmm,
to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the other part, like Uncle Milty was talking about the all-girl transgender Boy Scout troop or whatever.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. And so to me, it looks like we have a Sodom and Gomorrah versus you know, true worshipers of God, and it's going to, we all know what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah, so mm-hmm. it'll be interesting to see what finally happens.
Boy, interesting. That's a word. Yes, thank you for your call. Really appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you. And 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. By the way, I think it's between Holy Night and Silent Night for me.
Really?
Yeah.
It's between Little Drummer Boy.
Little Drummer Boy, really?
I really like that one.
Yeah. Huh.
And O Come Emmanuel.
Interesting. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, I'd say for me, it's Far, Far Away on Judea's Plain.
Oh, I love that one. Okay, yeah, yeah,
it was
yeah.
written by somebody in St. George, Utah.
Oh, my gosh, that's right. Okay, all right. Hey, thank you for that. Really appreciate that. Yeah, sure. That's true. My gosh, yeah. That's a great song, by the way. I love that. What else? 888-673-1450. In fact, I wonder if I've got that. Yeah, I do. Here we go. Here we go. Let's see. Wait, here we go. Whoop.
God will give.
Whoop. Here we go.
The rising sun turns the icy river to silver, and the windows of the Longfellow home.
That's that actor.
Henry's children.
Edward K. Herman. Interesting, telling the story of that. Very interesting. All right. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes. My song is Mary, Did You Know?
You love that one. I love that. Okay. Mary, Did You Know? I like it.
Okay. Thank
you. Right. Thank you. Really appreciate that. 888-673-1450. That is a good one. In fact, it'll play through the ad, but let me play this just like a snippet of this, because it is. It's a good song. It's hard for me because I really like them all. I don't know that there's too many Christmas songs I don't like. And I always like the refurbed versions of them by different artists, too. Here we go.
Walk on water, Mary, did you know it's your baby boy who save our son?
It's really pretty. I love it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes. Why do you think that Donald Trump is not responding to these accusations of hacking our security agencies?
Why isn't Donald...
Russia not...
Wait, why isn't who? I mean, why is not who responding? Did you say Trump?
Yes, Donald Trump.
Okay. I guess I'm trying to understand the question. So he is the one accusing them of fraud.
No, no. Which, my question to you was: where do you stand on why Trump is not responding to Russia hacking our security agencies, which is a very
mm-hmm.
severe thing.
Right, because I don't think Russia did.
They're playing golf or doing something, but what do you think he's
I don't think Russia did.
I
don't think Russia did.
Maybe some proof Russia did that might help.
Yeah. No, that was an internal thing, actually. And I think he knows it. I think the world knows it. And it'll be interesting to see if he can prevail. Thank you for the call. Yeah, in fact, there's no evidence that Russia and Iran did anything. Anyway.
Well, Biden said something about that today in
his
speech.
Sure
he said, the president hasn't done anything about this, even though the Russians did it on his watch while he wasn't watching.
Uh-huh. Okay. After 2.5 years of Russia collusion.
Right. Yeah, we're going to believe that.
Oh, good heavens. It
they
gets
have
old,
evidence.
Doesn't it? Yeah, I'm sure they do this time. Anyway, hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi
it's
there.
Mike from Florida.
Hi, Mike. How are you? Go right ahead.
Hey there. Merry Christmas again.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. I love it.
I want y'all to know how much I appreciate y'all, you and all your co-hosts and everything through this whole year.
Thank you.
But to answer the question, there's a version by the Belfast Northern Ireland Gospel Choir of Joy to the World.
All right.
And that is far and away my favorite Christmas song.
All right. Well, I'll try and find it. You got it. Mike, anything
it
for you. You're awesome. Thank you. I really appreciate
you.
Y'all
have a great holiday.
We have great listeners. What can I say? Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, some of the best. And I am very, believe me, I get it. We do. We have these wonderful people. So I'll try to find that right now. Might be a little hard. Let's see. The Belfast Choir, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, you've given me a little bit of a hard one. I'm trying, though. Okay, I'll go ahead and take the next caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi.
You guys are going on vacation tomorrow?
Yes. I've got wonderful wonderful reruns playing, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll listen to them.
Yeah, they're good.
I'm really glad you're doing that. You guys have the weight of the world on your shoulders.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And it's, we're happy to be here, happy to do all this. And I thank you. I thank you for your wonderful calls as well. Thank you for that. Really appreciate it. I'll take another caller, too. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
My Christmas spirit is kind of weak this year, but anyway, appreciate yours. But you're talking about these signs, billboard signs and that. My buddy owns this big sign company that has all these signs along the free, in fact, the United States. And I'm thinking about, how they're computer operated now.
Mm-hmm.
And run by the ad council, and who pays for those signs to promote masks and stuff. Why couldn't somebody sabotage those, and like a monkey wrench gang, where you could program them to have some other sort of message?
I have no idea even how to even do that. But thanks for the thanks. I don't know. I'm thank you for that. I don't know. I really don't know. Do you?
No.
I really don't know how to do that.
I sent you a link in Facebook.
Oh, okay. Sent me a link in okay. I'm getting there. I'm getting there. Sorry. We're doing this all on the fly. Oops. And it's all live, so it gets a little crazy here at the Kate Daly Show. What can we say? Okay. All right. Oh, thanks for finding that for me. Here we go. Got to play this for Mike. Okay. Mike from Florida. Here you go. Okay, I like it. I like the choir. Yeah, we need joy to the world.
I thought I read that right.
Oh, man. I love live radio. It really is. It's a lot of fun to do this. And the reruns we're playing are informative. We've got a lot of stuff on the docket. And so always listen in, because I go through a lot of history of things, too, usually on the reruns. But the song that encompasses Christmas, definitely Holy Night for me. And what was yours? What was your other one? Come All Emmanuel.
Come Emmanuel.
That's right. Okay. I'm just trying to get this up and play it for you, but I'm having a hard time finding it. Hold on a second. All right. Let's see. Here we go. Here's this one. Okay.
Da, 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 da.
I owe a lot of thanks to this guy sitting over here. This is Pentonix, by the way.
And ransom captive Israel.
I love it. All right. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. What's your favorite? What song encapsulates Christmas?
I think for me, it would have to be. My mind just went blank.
Oh, that's okay. That's sorry all right. We'll take. That. We'll take. Some, it's okay.
Hers does all of that.
Oh, I got it. Yes.
Did you have a suggestion?
I did. I'm kind of in traffic down here in Las Vegas, trying to head home.
Hmm.
So I'm multitasking here.
Oh, good for you. I love that. That's great. I'm gonna go ahead. I'll take some other callers because I know we have some songs still to play. Thank you for that. Merry Christmas to you, by the way. And be safe on the road. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Song?
I heard the bells on Christmas Day.
Oh, I love that.
It's my favorite.
Okay, all right. I like that one. Thank you so much. Really appreciate that. I heard the bells on Christmas Day. Okay. By who? Let's see. Who should I play?
Somebody good.
Somebody good? Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. Let me see here. I'm getting there. This is the first one that popped up, so I'll play this one. Okay, hold on just a second, and we're getting there. See, it's live. What can I say? I know. This is insane. there's a lot of ads. Here we go. Here we go. I heard the bells on Christmas Day.
And mild and sweet their songs repeat. Of peace on earth, good.
Song. I love it. I know there, it seems like I remember a little bit of a different tune to it too, but anyway, maybe it's just me, but we need truth on earth. Gosh, desperately truth on earth, over even peace on earth at this point. But I love that song. It's beautiful. So many Christmas songs, and I'm glad that we get to only listen to them once a year because it makes them way more special, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I wish you all a Merry Christmas. I really do, and hope that you find a lot of peace through this season. We're going to need that peace to carry us through next year. And you know what? We have a lot to be grateful for. We need to pray for this nation. I'm really grateful for my co-hosts. Thank you. Thank you, Uncle.
You're welcome.
He's awesome. Total stud. And really appreciate him and everything that he does for this show. Wouldn't want to do it without him. And all my co-hosts are just amazing. So thank you. And thank you to the listeners. Thank you for listening in daily. I really, really appreciate all of you. Go to katedallyradio.com. Be faithful. Be fearless. Great reruns playing. And we'll see you in the new year.
Merry Christmas.